John Devonshire chairs New Zealand Māori Rugby League this weekend. We've got the 13 and 14-year-old Tama competition. And while many codes are struggling for participation, one that bucks the trend is rangatahi and rugby league. Bringing this cultural dimension into the tourney has been a huge fillip for New Zealand Māori Rugby League, and huge numbers are once again gathering this weekend at Pukete Whero Park in Rotorua, where many of the Māori Rugby League tournaments are held. John Devonshire with us today. Hey, John, tēnā koe.
Oh, morena, Dale.
Stunning, stunning results of late. Our kōtero, our tamariki, to a kind of Taina tournaments. I mean, it's a very full calendar for New Zealand Māori Rugby League, but the numbers are quite amazing. Tell us how many are turning up for the Tama 13s and 14s this weekend.
Yeah, well, Dale, you're quite right. There's 53 teams, which, your times, you do the maths for 25 players per team, and, that's just for two age groups, the Tama Taina, 13 and 14-year-olds. And that includes four from Australia, from the north right down to the South Island, from throughout the Motu. So, yeah, really, really thrilled at our numbers. Yeah, what do you put that down to, Dale? I guess, the COVID period is certainly well and truly over, but the ability and the opportunity to celebrate being Māori in a Māori environment or Māori space, Dale, making it affordable to participate.
Would you describe it as the most vibrant growth area for the code?
Yes, I would in that age group, our rangatahi taina, our 13s to 18 age group. But Dale, and you've been around the rugby league traps for a while, but I guess the kōtero and our kōtero space has grown so big. We've had to split the tournament because there's just too many teams. So with the advent of the NRLW Warriors team coming in and stuff, our kōtero space is the biggest growth here in our game. But this Tama, it's their first opportunity at 13s, because we have the Tamariki tournament, which is 10s to 12s, where they come and get a feel, participate. They don't play for finals or representative teams. It starts at 13, so this is their first exposure at the big stuff. It's all international rules and stuff. So the other thing, Dale, is that it's an opportunity to celebrate where you're from. And whilst you may live in Tamaki, for example, but you hail from Waikato or Maniopoto or Te Arawa, you can go back and play for your marae with your whānau from where you whakapapa.
Tēnā koe, we've got to take injuries more seriously, and I know that you do. So can you talk with us about the training, the expectations, the monitoring and assessment of concussions and the like? This is important going forward, and I guess it's right that we establish it and attitudes around this 13, 14-year age group, where some of the boys get pretty big and some of the knocks can be pretty heavy. What's the kaupapa from New Zealand Māori Rugby League's end towards this type of kaupapa?
No, you're exactly right. There's always a concern with parents and around their young children that are coming up to this age group and playing the contact stuff. We take a leaf out of the NZRL. The New Zealand Rugby League are working closely with ACC, Dale, and the biggest thing that we encourage and support is around the coaching, the technique. And if you can get the technique right, it is our first tournament, so it is the fourth month of the year, so pre-season and fitness is not probably at its best, because the final series for most clubs and districts is around August, September. So we're encouraging a level of fitness, but really it is around the coaching of the technique, the tackle tech. There's been big inroads made on that. But the other thing, Dale, is reporting it. Educating our coaches and our managers. There's the HIA, as we know, in the NRL, and it's encouraging and getting our coaches, managers, trainers qualified to do these assessments. And it's it's a big push at the moment, especially around this 13, 14 age group. So technique, assessments, and getting our people in charge of these teams qualified to be able to diagnose the symptoms.
Tēnā koe. Well, it used to be, JD, that it was pretty much just our adults gathering annually for our Māori rugby tournament. But as you've touched on, the Tamariki tournament, which I attended last year too with our mokus, was amazing. I think there were 90 teams. Now we've got 53 here. How many tournaments does Māori Rugby League run each year, and what would you say some of the logistical challenges are to host them all?
Yeah, we have six tournaments, Dale. You know, when we started off in 1993 with the Tuakani, you're quite right, with the men's, you know, there was something in the vicinity of 30 teams. But now with our six tournaments, you know, we're hitting close to 200 teams. And, you know, logistically, one is we might try to make it affordable. One, we try to make it the registration process and keep it limited to so that, you know, it's not too too much red tape to get through. It's pretty simple by just saying whakapapa is how you do it. You must have that Māori blood running through your veins because there's a, you know, there's a lot of our Pacific Islanders and brothers and sisters that want to play as well. But, you know, this is by Māori, for Māori, as Māori. Probably the biggest logistical problem that we have is grounds. You know, with the Whakatane tournament that you attended with the Tamariki, you know, 96 teams, we needed 13 fields. Well, I don't even think Mountford Park in Auckland has 13 fields. So there's, you know, there's big logistical problems in and around that. But what we do, Dale, and that's why we've had to split it. This was 13s, 14s, 15s, 17s, and just too many teams. But Rotorua Lakes Council in particular, that they work with us. The local councils have been awesome, and you know we just pray for the weather and the lap of the gods, and that our fields can stand up to the rigors that our number of teams bring. But it certainly is tremendous. Of course, staying with haka and pōwhiri and coming in the colour, and the kids just love celebrating being Māori and where they're from. It's done a lot of things in the game, Dale, but it keeps bringing me joy year after year.